Episode 500, September 15th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Talk to you in 9 minutes, Mac. Oh, and then Okay. Our 10-minute banter before we bring you on.
I'm standing by.
We'll see you on episode 500.
Yeah, we can always bleed into the next episode.
This is our show. Basically, we're going to do this every week. It's going to be live right here on robinjoshow.com. Please, Facebook, like our page, facebook.com/robinjoshow, and follow us on Twitter, again, Rob and Joe Show. You can hear the show live every Monday night at 7:30 p.m., and if you go to the website, robinjoshow.com, it'll be playing on a loop. So if you want to listen to it 7-8 straight times, a little creepy, but we definitely would love for you to do that. And, of course, iTunes, you'll be able to download. All that will be coming in the near future.
Yeah, it's almost like a real radio show.
Almost.
Other than that, it's hard to find, and it's not on a real radio.
Right, but we get to talk about whatever we want, and we will not listen to the listeners. We will do exactly what we want to do. We will not change anything.
Right, regardless of their input. I got you.
Zero. We do whatever we want to do. Got a nice chat. Are they here because it's Thursday? Are they here for the occasion of 100?
I mean, I always gauge how popular chat is if there has to be a scroll bar to read the names.
That's a good sign. Hey, good job, Robbie, on the 100. That was awesome. You had, what, 15 songs with 100 in there? How long did that take you to do?
It took me a couple weeks.
Unbelievable. I've never worked that hard on anything in my life.
I heard Mr. Krabs in there.
You also hear Gary Busey.
I see that you found a way to work the F word in. Good job.
I was thinking, when we first started this show back 100 episodes ago, we put on iTunes, you basically say your rating.
Right.
If you have adult language and sexual things talked about. And we said no, that we didn't. And now we have fuck in our intro.
We really stooped. You know, I like for this show to be able to be taken directly from here and put on a radio station if necessary. But we are a lot more liberal than we started out with our curse. And of course, I thought we'd be in New York by now.
We've made it, Joe. Episode 200.
When we started this out, that was my goal, so we can quit now.
Good night. See ya. Do we get a bonus? Do we get paid? What happens now? We have to start paying Robbie? Shit.
On Wednesday, we're going to be on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, and happy birthday to one Mike O'Mara today. Wait, we don't have to bring a gift, do we? Because it's 2 days after.
Well, I'm not going to, and the reason is when they invited me to their Christmas party, I got the worst gift in the place, a tuna squeeze.
You don't still have that, do you?
Of course I still have it.
Because that would be a good gift to give him.
But I remember you had to spend $20.
Yeah.
And right on the back of the tuna squeeze, it said $2.99.
Right. This is going to be our longest episode ever, but it will approach almost 2 hours. But tonight, Justin Schlegel will play Mary Fuck Kill with the other three members of the 90 Rock Morning Show. We've got Michael Chamberlain. He will review our murder mystery show. And Scott Apple, the music quiz part two. Will he know Purple Rain? Will he know Inner Sandman? Will he know the Star Spangled Banner? Find out soon.
It's not half over.
Good thing we don't know what to talk about tonight.
So our 300th episode is going to be the bonus show, which I don't know. That doesn't feel right to me, Joe.
Just what you want to do to your fans. You want to give them a big middle finger.
We're doing our regular show at the normal time. But right now, before that, we're recording our bonus show. We like to record the bonus show first, and then on the regular show, we can talk about it and tease it and hope people will go on Patreon and give us their money and hear it.
You can also number these in the correct manner like most podcasts out there. Nobody except the Rob and Joe Show just counts them in order regardless if they're bonus or not.
Hold on, Marcus. That got us some sales from our OCD fan base.
Yes.
So I think you're wrong. You think there are more people that are upset they stop listening or more people that say, oh, my God, I need to get these in order. And as a result, we have ourselves a few extra bucks.
If you quantify that and give me the exact number, then maybe we can have this particular debate. But I have a feeling The true number is 2.
Yes, Marcus, that's the correct number. 2.
Exactly.
What do you think's weirder? Robbie loving the fact that people are missing out on episode 300, even though some people have dedicated 5 years to this program, or Marcus's outrage at how the numbers go on each show, which is dumber?
Robbie's is dumber because there's an actual question here. The bonus show that we're recording right now will not come out before the regular show. I mean, are we going by when the episode is released or when you record it?
I'm not keeping episode 300 from anybody. Everybody is free to pay their $5 to get it.
301 is going to come out, and then later 300 is going to come out?
It's chronological.
The next episode is episode 300. Is that what you're saying?
Right now, we're recording episode 300, and next we're going to record 301.
People will be able to download 301 before 300. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Actually, even more, because even if Robbie released the bonus show before the regular episode, people can still hear the regular episode live tonight. So there really is no way that the bonus show could ever be heard before the regular episode.
And to make it worse, I'm going to make sure that 301 gets posted within a half an hour of the end of tonight's recording.
Awesome. Thank you, Marcus. Yes. I appreciate that. My feeling is that people are, oh my God, 301's out, but I'm missing 300. It's a motivation for them to go and get the show.
For them to say, fuck those guys.
Yeah, yeah. If they do get episode 300, they're hearing this. The same shit we talk about on the regular.
Oh, so. We got a lot of great stuff tonight.
God, I can't believe we've been doing Patreon that long.
Yeah. We should have more money.
Yeah. Hopefully we've been doing it like 8 months.
Welcome to 2019. It's our 400th show.
That's crazy. Not crazy that we made it to 400 shows. But
no, that is crazy.
Crazy that we, just like any other show, we didn't prepare anything special for it. Robbie wanted us to, but he required some work on our end, and we didn't do any of it.
Well, he did give us 2 months' notice. But, you know, it's a big murder mystery season for us.
Yesterday, I went over to my friend Todd Leatherberry's house, and there was another friend of his there who had never met me. And he's describing me. He goes, God, he's such a hard worker, man. He's got a day job. He's got a podcast. He's on morning radio. He does the Ravens post game. He does a murder mystery. He's describing me. And I'm like, fuck Robbie. I work my fucking ass off. When he was describing me, I'm like, I'm a fucking hard worker.
Bravo there, Robbie Robinson. What an amazing piece of art that was, Robbie. Well done, sir.
Yeah, sorry that that I told you to go fuck yourself or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, Joe. It's a testament to, I think, you know, how natural we are at this, and just you and I hanging out. Because I think episode... You know, the beginning to the end, I think we were just as good the whole time. So we haven't improved.
Or just as bad, right?
Or just as bad. So maybe it's good because we were naturally going to just have fun with this and it was going to be an enjoyable show. Or it's bad because we haven't gotten better 500 episodes later.
Are we really near 10 years doing this?
It is crazy that it's been that long. Yeah,
I lived this long.
Yeah. when
I have a second wife.
Yeah. Speaking of your first wife, happy anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Geez, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, throw that in there.
I probably won't mention it. But
yeah, maybe you should.
Put that in your calendar every time you say that.
Well, somebody might be letting me know. What do you think's more likely?
All right.
Hey, joining us now is, if you could really sum up, you know, what the Rob and Joe show is about, it would be about someone that heard us on the Mike O'Mara show and someone that liked hearing us appear on that show. Thank you to Mike O'Mara for having us on your network. It's definitely helped our show. And then went back and listened to all 100 and some odd episodes and now is a fixture. Like if this person were to die, we'd have like a patch on our podcast shirts every time we do the show.
In spite of what he's about to say about me, I genuinely love this guy.
I love him too. We would have, if we did this show in a stadium, we'd have cardboard cutouts of this man because we couldn't have fans. Coming live, joining us to do his rankings, Mr. Mac Bergson.
Hey, guys.
Here he is. Now, Mac, he started doing this a few years ago that he would just
give his rankings of, well, how are you describing this, Mac? The most, the people that bring the most to the Rob and Joe show?
I think it's him personally.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe. Well, actually, what am I saying? It's his.
No, it's a power ranking. Who, you know, who really contributes the most to the show?
Oh, God.
Okay. Do we start at the back or do we start at the top?
I know we start at the back because, you know, the top seems obvious.
At the top because I think you got some big movers near the back.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mac Berkson, take it away.
Okay. Well, number one, and this is really number one emeritus, is Gramps.
Yeah, he actually had a
hero, poet, now an acclaimed recording artist. The Gramps episode from a couple weeks ago really was a new high watermark for the Rob and Joe show. And he really had me in stitches when he said he was not going to be kissing this microphone.
Couldn't you just leave him off the list and just name the list after him?
Well, that really was, that might be one of the Mount Rushmore lines of the entire 500 is him with the Tawanda kissing the mic thing. That was legendary.
I mean, that was amazing. And how can you leave him off? Even if you called it the Gramps Power Rankings, you know, he's still got to be number one.
Yeah, that would just be straight disrespectful to him. How dare you even try to knock Gramps off the number one? Who do you got in the two spot?
Well, number two, and he's back in the number two slot, is Robbie.
Yes.
Wow.
He's really been upping his producing game lately with the well-timed Joe drops. And, I mean, really, he's been getting the big gets, like Gramps and Eric 2 weeks ago.
The nine-minute intro song? What do you think of that?
Right. I thought it was great. It almost had me in tears at points.
Oh. All right, who do you got in the three hole?
Number three, the great Jim Amato. I think his Robin Joe Minute has done very well every month. Frequently, when I listen to it, I have to go back and re-listen to those bits, and it really makes me want to re-listen to the shows, and it's always a great addition.
Okay.
So if we can move to number four, I got Eric Woodworth on the best show in recent history. And I just think it was genius of him to include Gramps on his song, as this will surely help him bring in additional downloads of his new album.
Real quick,
really
did you buy?
Do well in inner city Baltimore.
Did you buy the new album? Sorry, I didn't mean to step
on
that.
I don't think it's out yet. Is it?
Oh, it's not out. But you will
I don't
be purchasing
think it's out
it.
Yet, but yeah. I will buy it the first day, no doubt.
All right, what are we on? Number five?
Number five, I got Jeremy Woodworth.
Hey, you don't know what you're talking about with five, but continue.
I had him in four, but that's okay.
I loved his last song, White Tight, and I re-listened to his sports segment from episode 273, which was great. I highly recommend everyone go back and listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think you should have a segment on the new Robin Joe Ravens broadcast on Monday night.
Good idea.
Well, that's not going to happen, but maybe on this show.
Okay, well, I would take it under consideration. For number six, I got Taylor Jenkins. Sorry, bro, you ain't getting that shirt.
I promise he'll get the shirt. The timing of it, I can't really commit to.
I'm sure. So number seven, I got Bill Singh, the owner-operator.
Oh, that guy could be a communist. You don't even care.
Man, I mean, that was a really baller move, calling Katie back and negotiating an additional $2.
And it worked.
I mean, COVID-19 has made everything difficult for small business. And, you know, as they say, you got to mind your pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
For sure.
Number eight, I got Rob Mayer.
Yeah, so, suck it!
Yeah. Years of featuring really came in handy if he was smart enough to get out of the way when you have a generational talent like Gramps co-hosting the show. So congrats, Rob.
Thank you, Mac. It's an honor.
He's there because he didn't talk a lot? Is that it?
Apparently. I'll take it.
Yeah, he didn't get in the way. I mean, that's the toughest part when you're used to hosting a show. You get on a big guest, and then, you know, like Larry King, he used to try to monopolize the show. But Rob didn't do that. That showed real talent.
Thank you, Mac.
Yeah. Number nine, I got the cigar-smoking recumbent bicyclist.
Oh, I thought he was going to say me. All right, continue.
I mean, one of the funniest moments of the show in 2020. So I thought that was great. So congrats to him. Hope he was smoking a Swisher.
Hey, real quick, before you continue, how many people are on this list?
There's 312.
All right, continue.
What's going to be longer, this or okay. Robbie's?
I know I beat Recibo, yeah. So I'm comfortable.
No. Well, we got good news, because number 10 is Joe Robbins.
Yes!
Top 10,
my
baby.
Friend, yeah.
So So I really like the naming of last week's episode, Not a Real Question. Every single one of those questions was legit. I think it's very funny how, you know, Joe gets very angry when anyone tries to censor him. He thinks they're terrible or a terrible person. And yet here he is censoring and belittling his biggest fan.
Also, yeah, most of those questions were Max in his defense.
I like how I was 8 and he complimented me. You were 10 and he shit on you.
He complimented you by saying you got out of the way.
And that's better than what he said about you.
Right. And also, I don't understand how at the 46-minute mark, you can say the chat's doing a good job, and then 5 minutes later, give the chat a D for its question.
Good point. I knew I had screwed myself. But I also knew Robbie was pandering with the A. Okay, continue.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Number 11, I got Anthony Levine. This guy makes $1.8 million a year, but since he doesn't want to spring for a $200 microphone, we're all subject to an additional Joe and Rob sports show.
Hey, that might mean less sports on this show, so it could be a silver lining thing.
Well, that would be a positive. That would move him up. And this is the one I think is going to be a big surprise to everybody. Number 12, Michael Chamberlain.
Right, he dropped, I feel like.
Dropping.
Big drop, big drop. I remain devastated that he said Restivo was his favorite Zoom partner and I was his least.
Well, that happened on our Zoom, one of our Zoom super fan calls.
He also said, right. Look at this kid, which I loved.
Yeah, I've been a fan since his first appearance, and I can't imagine anyone spending over 5 minutes with Restivo saying that he was their favorite person in a group of 10-plus people. It's impossible.
It's a very good point.
I'm sick of him.
And if you don't mind, we're gonna skip down to number 5,762. That would be Chris Restivo. And other than his first appearance, he kills the momentum of everything he appears on. It's the same hack bits every time. It's a Trump impression, a De Niro impression, a Pesci impression, rinse, wash, and repeat.
True.
And, you know, just for homework, I went back and listened to his first appearance, episode 155. And really, if you listen, all his best parts was when he was following directions from Rob. His best parts, he didn't create himself. So Rob would say, all right, tennis ball and De Niro and tennis ball and this. And, you know, he's been living off that one appearance for, you know, 5 or 6 years. He's a no-talent hack. I don't know why he's on the show.
Let me ask you this. So you're saying you don't think he should be on the show at all. Even if the laughs are at his expense, you don't even want to hear him.
I like when he's brought up on the show and made fun of. But the actual calling of him, to me, it kills the momentum of every show that we do.
Hey, okay. You're probably right.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Receive. No, I'm kidding. Is that the list, my friend?
That is the list.
Good job.
Awesome,
man.
Job.
Good job.
Very, very funny.
Chat and all your listeners, thank you guys so much for 500 episodes. It's an hour oasis every week, and I love it, and I can't wait for it. Now that I can be on chat due to the quarantine, I get an hour in chat, and then I listen to it again. So it's just been amazing. So
hey,
proud of you guys.
Hey, Mac, guess who lost connection right in the middle of your rankings?
Oh, no.
Gramps.
Great news. He'll listen to it 700 times once it's posted.
Mac, you are the best. Oh, thank you for the birthday love as well. And that was a 10 out of 10, your rankings there. Fantastic.
Great
job,
dude.
Mac.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Give it up for Mac Burks.
All right, bro. Love you, man.
All right. Love to you all. Be well.
See
you. You too, bud.
Bye, Mac.
NFL season, Joe. It is kicked off. We've had week one in the books, which means it's time for my bookie. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals like the Ravens over the Browns. Rejoice. It's time to celebrate the NFL season.
Invest in your intuition. Use promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y. And double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Again, use promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, and double your first deposit.
Your winning season begins today, baby, only at MyBookie. NFL Week 1 in the books. Congrats. We made it through a week. We survived a COVID world to put on an NFL season, which meant you and I got to do our Monday night Ravens recap, which is why we're doing the show on Tuesday, the Purple Power Hour with Rob and Joe. I think we sounded professional.
I think we did a good job. You were actually better than me.
Oh, I didn't think that, but I'll take it.
But I was very concerned about...
You had more responsibility.
But it's not that. I wanted to make sure that what I wanted to do fit within the time, and it made my cadence different than it normally is. So that's something, you know, you live, you learn. It's episode one. People did enjoy it, so that's good. But I'd like to slow down and make it sound more like this show. So I think what I'm going to do is not change the segments, but make the content less so you and I can actually have more back and forth.
I think that makes sense. So we ideally allow for us to go off some tangents and let it breathe a little bit and highlight what we do. But, hey, great win for the Ravens. We got to come on and talk about it. I think we came out swinging. I think overall it's a very good effort. So I had a show on September 11th, which is funny.
Celebration?
Yes. You know, there's a great one time at the Baltimore Comedy Factory that we had a show on September 11th in Alabama. The House MC went up there and just said, let's have a moment of silence. And then immediately brought up Randolph Terrence just to start the show. There was no buffers, no music. It was the most awkward thing ever. But it was with the great Mickey Coachella. And it ended up being a pretty fun, rowdy, packed house. Packed for what they can do these days, which is 100 people. And at one point, you know, I'm kind of just not paying attention. I look out. I go into the showroom, and there's just some guy with shorts on stage telling book jokes.
Yeah, you took a picture of him, and apparently that guy's famous.
I think he's just a pretty well-off businessman. You know, okay. Mickey brings out the heavy hitters.
Were people laughing at what he said?
Yeah, he did fine. And then he killed it. He's going to become. He'll be high in Max rankings next time.
Yeah, don't give his name. Right, or he'll be above me.
By the way, no love for Marcus Serta. Sorry there, for Mac. We'll get to him. I got a story about him coming up.
But, by the way, real quick, Gramps is now in chat asking about the rankings.
Tell him he was seventh. Better luck next time.
Yeah, try harder.
Yeah, be funnier on your next appearance. But then the show goes on forever. Mickey decides. I guess he told people to go to Wits End, which is a connecting bar, and the show would continue, which I didn't know. So I walk into Wits End.
You're not sitting there watching Mickey, and I love Mickey, but it's 2 hours of comedy. You're not doing that.
Yeah, I almost never watch the headliner, even if it's, you name the person. DeChappelle, I'll peek in and out, but you know. So it has to be that.
It better
like
be
a legend.
Chappelle if you're going to watch.
Right. So I go into Wits to like say my goodbyes. And they have a mic in there because they do an open mic. Mickey gets on the mic and introduces me. And now I'm doing comedy again.
How long did you do?
It felt like an hour, but I did like 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's about what and was most of it making fun of the idea that you were just brought back up after doing 30 minutes or whatever.
Yes, I was. And then I was shitting on some couple, and there was a three people in front, two guys, one girl. So I did every shit, you know, joke about, are you the third wheel? Are you trying to fuck her? Whatever. Threesome, every hacky, stupid line. And then I was like, why am I here? I just said goodbye. But then he's like, I'm sorry, dude. But he's not really sorry. But I'm like, why are you continuing this comedy show?
Did you stay?
No, I left right after that.
So you don't even know how long this
Well, then he brought up the MC.
Who was the MC?
This guy Reed.
I don't know this Reed. Guy,
I went in the green room and he goes, oh yeah, you do the murder mystery, right? He goes, yeah, I emailed you about auditioning. I go, oh, did I get back to you? He goes, no. I said, all right, sorry about that.
See you later. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
So, well, we do need to get younger and blacker, and you fit that description. But no, then Reed's up there doing jokes.
Nobody auditions for the murder mystery. It doesn't work like that. So if you want to get into the murder mystery, what you have to do is know us. Okay, that's the first thing.
That helps.
Then You have to be available at the last minute when somebody drops.
Right.
That's the only way you can get in. Because we have a cast. We're not firing anybody.
Well, and ideally, we have to know you.
And I don't know
And
Reed.
Like your comedy.
I don't know Reed.
No, no.
So, I would ask you how he did, but even if he was funny or he wasn't, you would say he was funny, so it's what's the point?
He had a good set.
Okay. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't know why you sound like you're off mic.
I mean, I don't know about his wits in set, but his
how about now, Robbie?
Wiggle the cord.
Episode 500.
How about now?
You sound a little off.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
yeah,
it's long-term effects from COVID.
How about now? Man, I could, and I sound lower in my ear, too. Hold on.
What's the chat say?
Did you replace that cord?
Okay, how about now?
There we go.
Hey.
I just turned the gain way up.
Nice. You think this will be on our montage for episode 500 on episode 600?
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Steve Miller. It was his idea to do a taste of every 100th episode.
And he's a big Kenny Rogers fan.
He is. Marcus Serta, what have I got myself into?
What do you mean?
He calls me last week. He says, I want you to come on my morning show. Does it up in Vermont. And my co-host, he is an extremely picky eater. He won't eat this, 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 and this. He had calamari for years, then finally learned that it was squid and now won't eat it.
For years?
Yes.
Okay. I'm skeptical, but okay. By the way, is this a comedy show?
It's just a morning radio show, so...
So Marcus has a morning radio show where...
Aren't all morning shows supposed to be funny?
If he's doing a break with you, an eight-minute break, yeah, I mean, that means it's a comedy show.
But I'm supposed to be on as a psychologist.
When Marcus got this gig, did he use the Robin Joe show as a reference?
I'm sure that he did.
Okay.
So I'm going to call in tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, 8 in the morning, and I have to give him my name. Maybe I'll just call him... Maybe I'll be Mac Bergson. Should that be my name?
Lou Malnati.
Well, let me ask you this. You're not allowed to impersonate a doctor. That's illegal, right?
What is that? Yeah. What? For a radio show? Of course I can.
I guess it's
Chris
parody.
Estivo impersonates the president.
No. But you're not doing an impression of an existing therapist. You're pretending you're a therapist.
Right. So I'm not going to use a real therapist's name.
I understand that. But if you say, I'm Rob Mayer, I'm a therapist, and you go, well, this guy's giving advice and he's not a licensed therapist.
I'm not Rob Mayer. I'm Mac Bergson, a therapist.
Okay, gotcha.
So.
What if you were thrown in jail because of this?
That would be hilarious. But it's similar to, remember.
What the hell is that, Robbie? Is that a Marcus Serta laughing drop?
Yes. Right. But remember when we did the, I could analyze dreams on the Irresponsible Radio?
Oh, yeah.
And I nailed that guy, the girl was cheating on her husband or whatever.
Oh, I did. Man, it was 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went on the Hey Fraze show, Sarah Fraser, and she wanted me to do that. But then I was so good at bullshitting, I was just giving real advice. And it wasn't funny. I was just actually saying, yeah, maybe you should talk to your mom more. And then I realized after the bit, I was like, I was just good at bullshitting and it made it sound real. So now I'm just giving wrong advice.
Or it's not wrong advice. Or
but
good
but
advice.
How do I make this bit pay off? Well, because I can bullshit and give reasons why. It means
I guess what
you don't want to try new things. It has to do because he's 60. He's only lived in this one area his whole life. He gave me all his background.
Got it.
I can paint this picture. He has a fear of new things. He has trust issues. But where's the payoff?
Okay,
to make
you do
this
that.
Funny?
And then you go, give me an example of some things that you do that might fit into this category. And he go, well, I used to like calamari. Then I found out what it was. And I don't eat anymore. You go, well, yeah, you shouldn't eat that. I mean, there's jokes. That, you know, there are places to go, but.
Can you do a funny Viennese accent like Sigmund Freud?
I no, Robbie, you're asking me if I can do accents.
A what accent? What'd you call it?
He's Austrian, Viennese. What kind of accent did Freud have?
What's Viennese? I've never heard of that.
If you're going to ask me to do an accent.
From Vienna, Joe.
No, I got that, but I guess it's from the city? I've never heard. Is that a real term?
I don't know.
Viennese?
I think so. Maybe I made it up. I don't know. But he's from Vienna, Austria. Right?
Let's add that to the murder mystery. Hey, do this bit in a Viennese accent.
Hold on,
audience member.
Okay, Viennese. Here I go. There is a Viennese waltz. Let me see. I'm going to put accent in here. Viennese accent. Let's see.
It says made up by Robbie.
The Viennese dialect. That is there. So, All right. I'm going to give it to you, Robbie. It is the Vienna accent. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not. But how do I make this pay off in the end? That's my question. Robbie, Joe?
Well, again, my advice would be to give overtly bad advice. It's all you can do to be funny, right?
Yeah. So
tell him to kill himself.
Well, yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. I feel like, am I going to be able to pull this off, or will this be a train wreck?
Well, here's the thing. If it's a train wreck, nobody's going to hear it. You know, it's like a tree falling in the woods.
What are you talking about? It's on his morning show.
In Vermont? How many people live there? Seven? Vermont?
Yes, you're right.
He's actually been moving up in the ratings. I think he's got a few listeners.
What if I ruin his gig?
Let me see. Population Vermont. No. How about this?
What's Marcus's radio name? Is it Marcus Serta?
Populated states. Here we go. You ready? Let's see where Vermont is. Ranking of states by population. Vermont is second to last.
Well, why don't I just say the N word? No, it doesn't matter.
Yes, you can see in Vermont is 0.19% of people in the United States live in Vermont, and then they have to be within the signal. Although right. Probably everything is. I mean, what does he got? He probably has as many listeners as we have right here.
No, I bet he has more listeners than we had for our Raven show.
Maybe.
The morning show.
It's not about the number of people. It's about market share.
We're in market 21. He's in market. I mean, he's at the very least market 50.
You know what?
Right?
Why don't I just blow him off? I won't even call in then.
What city is he in? Let's find out what market that is. Do you know what city he's in?
I do not.
Let's see. What's the capital of Vermont? What is it? Do you guys know? Montpelier.
Montpelier.
It is? Okay. So here we go. Montpelier. Okay, like I can spell that. Montpelier market ranking. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Montpelier is market 98.
Maybe I can get some Rob and Joe show fans to call in and ask questions. What if I sabotage and I put Restivo in right before it's my time?
Sorry, I'm actually booked an appointment. I'm going to have to, he's in my practice.
Right.
Dr. Restivo. Dr. Robert De Niro Restivo.
Are you going to be getting up and finding this and recording it, Robbie? I guess we could just get Marcus to give us the audio, right?
Yeah, he'd probably do that for you.
All right.
What's better for the show, if it goes awesome or if it goes horribly?
Well, the problem is I think it's going to go in the middle, which is the nothing part.
Then it's not interesting for the show. Here's the thing. If it's hilarious, is it the equivalent of being hilarious at like a party? Is that how many people, an average-sized party?
I think it's, yeah, well, would I rather be hilarious on episode one of the Rob and Joe show or on the number one Montpelier rating, Morning Zoo?
And we don't even know if it's Montpelier. We're just assuming that.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a show, we've grown tremendously. Number one in the last book for men 25 plus, number three for women 25 plus. That's quoting Marcus.
Okay, right, but we don't know what that means based on the audience size.
Well, I was bringing this up for help with the bit, not to debate whether it's important to do.
That's
well.
The direction it took. I don't know what to tell you. That's where we are.
All right.
Now, I don't want to make Marcus upset. If he has an amazing morning radio show, then, you know, that's awesome.
Well, I will try my best, Marcus. I promise you that. God, I have to get up early. Jesus.
Speaking of radio shows, so in my pregame show for the Ravens, I do a bit that you invented.
Yeah.
Called All Things AFC North. I mean, and let me tell you
invention
something.
Invention is a strong word. I mean, I don't think of reinventing the wheel here.
Well, let me say this. God, I wish you, it's the worst part of my week. Writing it is the worst part of my week because it's got to be, you know, 6 or 7 minutes long.
Yeah, but it's the best thing you do on the show.
It is, but I don't like putting it together.
Okay, but it highlights why you are different than some run-of-the-mill pregame NFL radio host.
And I understand what you're saying, but I don't have the luxury of not doing it. So, for example, ask Katie. Every week, right around Wednesday, I start saying, oh God, I got to do my Ravens. I say it every time. Well, now I have to do my Ravens, and then the very next day I have to do more Ravens for me, you and I.
Yeah, it's a lot of Ravens stuff.
That's nothing. By the way, they've added a new segment for me on the pregame show True False, which I do.
Okay.
For some reason, that's not difficult at all. So here's what I have to put together for the Ravens. This isn't the story that I was going to tell. I got to do All things AFC North, which takes me a couple hours to do, sometimes 3 hours to do it, okay?
It shouldn't take you that long.
It does.
It should take you 15 minutes.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm saying it should.
It takes me, I've never finished it in less than 2 hours.
Okay. I've never worked that hard on anything.
I also have the TV on, and I'm playing solitaire on my phone. Okay, so there's that. Then I have to do...
You're still doing solitaire? That's your phone game?
No, actually, I stopped doing that completely. But that, let me get off of that.
Okay, but of all the apps and games on your phone, that's the one you've been landing on? That's
the Dude, listen to me. I'm telling you right now. I have this, whatever app this is, I play chess. I play
what are you,
spades. I am. Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. But I stopped doing that completely. Katie said that's frying my brain because I forget shit all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
It's not being 100. That doesn't factor. Okay, so I have to write all things AFC North. I also have to write the true false segment, right? Mm-hmm. So like for example, I asked Scott Reardon 8 questions last week. So you know, it has to be a certain amount of time that I'm filling. So I do that. I also have to do, which is another thing I hate, this week in tweets. So think about this.
That sounds hard to me.
It sucks. I have to go through all the Ravens players' tweets to find 5 or 6 tweets worth talking about on the air.
What does Kirk do? It sounds like you're doing everything.
So, now listen, this isn't Kirk's fault. This is what I do. Kirk does 5 players to watch.
Which you could just do on the drive over.
I could do it right now. It would take me 30 seconds to do the 5 players to watch. Question of the week.
Yeah, you could wing that.
Right? Yes. He always says, hey, should I do this or this? And every single time I go, either one's fine, you know, whatever. what else does he do? I think that might be everything that he does.
What would you, if you were to trade off, what would you want to do? What would be your offer?
Well, I can't give him all things AFC North, but I'd love to give him this week in tweets.
Yeah.
I hate this week in tweets. Because not only do I cut and paste it off of Twitter into an email, and then I send it to Kirk so he can talk about every other tweet.
Have you considered just saying, tell him 1 week, hey, I'm really busy this week anyway, you could pick that up for me? And then when he does it, just talk about how great it was.
God, you're good at this. Yeah, that's a good idea. But anyway, during my All Things AFC North, I do this thing where I say something, and whatever that subject is, I go, oh, let me give you my top five examples of this. You know,
right.
I do that. So when I talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger grew a horrible beard in the offseason. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
It was ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. And when he grew that beard, in addition to that, his wife came out in an article that was done saying how difficult him being home was. She actually used the term challenging to our marriage.
Right.
Okay. So I then said, well, it might have something to do with this horrible beard. Let me give you my top 5 or bottom 5 horrible beards. Okay. Now remember, these are attempts to be funny.
Yes.
What do you think? I just poured through all the beards, studied pictures. No, they're jokes. So the very, very first person that I spoke about was my friend Tony Otero, who nobody knows.
Right, in our fantasy league.
Obviously, the joke is that I'm saying somebody in my personal life that I know, it's some random name. I said it's Patchy. He's always had difficulty growing a beard. That's a joke. Meanwhile, Tony doesn't give a shit, right?
Of course not. Right.
So anyway, thank God my sister sent this to me. Here's what this person said. Some random guy I went to high school with, to Tony Otero. They were talking about you on 98 Rock today, and it wasn't very good. Okay, that's all he says. Okay, that's all he says, right?
What a dick.
So I go,
who is this guy?
Jeff Gore.
Okay.
Anyway,
he's moving up Max rankings.
So then Tony Otero says, they're dead to me, LOL. Now, I was the best man in his wedding, okay? It's not like Tony's just some random guy, okay? He's one of my very close friends. So then Jeff Gore again says, Joe Robinson does the pregame for the Ravens, and he said Tony has trouble growing hair on his head in certain places or something. Okay. Now, meanwhile, Tony has a full head of hair.
Right.
Right? Well, hold on. So I have to text Tony. I go, just so you'll know, dude, I wasn't... Now, what, I have to explain the joke to him?
So
he gets jokes. It's awkward.
What did Tony say?
Let me see.
He didn't text you back.
Let me see. Sorry, I got to find it now to because that's important, right, to this story.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, Joe, that all things AFC North is my favorite part of the show.
Well, yes. Thanks, but I mean, I hate it. Okay. So I go, oh, he's an idiot. I did top five worst beers and put you on the list. I didn't say you were bald, LOL. He said, no worries. I still can't grow a beer. I don't want him to say no worries. I want him to get the joke, right? Anyway.
I feel like he thinks you were actually taking a real shot at him from saying no worries.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't worry about it. It's cool that you shit on me. No, I didn't shit on him.
Awesome. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. And, you know, I mentioned that I want to make sure we have a full chat room for our 500th, and we haven't spoken to the chat the whole night. So let's do that when we come back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Saturday, September 19th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
It's your Monday Night Quarterbacks.
Here's Rob and Joe.
The Purple Power Hour on 98 Rock.
Hey, can I say something real quick before we get to the chat?
Yeah, screw them.
If you're a regular and loyal listener to the Rob and Joe show, you know my former landlord, Dave.
Yes.
Okay, one of my close friends. Katie goes on Facebook Marketplace. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. I've never been on there, but I know what it is, yes.
Can I show you what former landlord Dave is selling on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, I thought this was a joke.
He's selling a car. Is it called a car hauler? What's the 18-wheeler that hauls all the cars? What's that called?
I don't know, but it usually has like 8 cars on it. Yeah. It's got the 2 rows.
Yeah.
So how does he have one of those?
That's what I said. It says car hauler's dream, super low miles, and comes with the trailer, so you are road ready today. They've been going fast, so if you're in the market, this is your chance to save some money and have a beautiful addition to your fleet at a fraction of a cost for a new one. You can be making money tomorrow, $179,999.
What?
Well, there's 2 issues I have here. First of all, why does he have... By the way, you know, one time when I lived there, he was selling an Airstream. And he had it in his yard. Now he's selling this car hauler. He doesn't have this, does he?
I don't know. It seems shady. It also seems like something that you would sell to a business, not on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like,
it's a very specific buyer.
Who's going to look at that and go, oh, thank God, I didn't. Yes, I'll take it.
No one is going on there looking for that Facebook Marketplace. You know what I need? I need a way to haul 8 cars from one dealership to another. I think I'll go on Facebook. Did you put a bid in?
I did. I told him I'm interested, but I'm not. But I won't go any higher than 165.
So, what's going on in chat? So, do we have any witty, wacky comments, Robbie, Joe? You've been paying attention?
No, I haven't been. Most of them are by Gramps asking about what's going on with the the rankings, right?
He keeps losing his connection.
Poor Gramps.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, Gramps. I keep disconnecting and reconnecting. Right. Here we go. Eager Earthling. That's Misty Booker. Congrats, Rob, Joe, Robbie, and Gramps on the 500th episode. You guys are great.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Matt Colby.
Love Missy.
Romeo Rose. Remember Romeo Rose?
Yes.
Sold shit he didn't have all the time. Called them short-term loans. I don't remember the Romeo. I remember him, but do you remember this? We had him on the air, right?
Yeah, that horrible racist loser, white trash guy.
Refresh my memory at what happened with him.
He was a scumbag who gained popularity by, he was ripping on somebody, but he got some notoriety for half a minute on social media, and we had him on, and he was just a gross, disgusting person.
Yeah, I think we made fun of him, though.
We did. We did.
We weren't celebrating his life.
No. And he was in an article. I think a woman wrote an article about him. He had a blog or something, maybe. Anyway.
Can we rebook him?
Yes.
It's the anniversary show.
Has he ever appeared on Max Rankings?
He will the next time. He better be below me, the racist guy who steals from people.
Matt Colby says he wouldn't date black women. That was his big thing.
Well, I hated him for that. It's a horrible trait.
So one more thing we should discuss before wrapping this puppy up. I guess we lost JL Covan as a Patreon. Now, he joined Patreon so he could be a sponsor for the Gramp Stories.
Yes. That was our deal.
Do we know? Was it? And every time we did a Gramp Story, we played some production for JL.
I did.
But what was the issue? We didn't do enough. He got tired of the show. He's too big. Do we know?
We haven't heard from him. We don't know the reason. He just dropped off.
Well, I think he is too big for us. You know, and this is, he's coming up on this, you know, if Trump wins, he's got 4 more years of, I think he's doing a service for people that can't stand Trump, but they get a little joy from JL's impressions. Their whole lives are ruined because they hate Trump so much, but they get some laughter. He brings some light into their dark, dark world.
One time, the Terps were playing the Duke Blue Devils.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the line was like 1 point, something very, very narrow. And I decided to bet Duke because that way if the Terps won,
right,
I'd be paying $100 for the win.
Double reverse jinx.
And if they didn't,
yeah,
and if they lost, at least I had $100. That's basically the idea of it. And I think something similar is going on in JL's life. He might not know it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he probably wants Trump to lose more than he's ever wanted anything in his entire existence.
Probably.
However, if he wins,
mm-hmm,
financially, he's probably better off.
It's got to be worth six figures to him, the way he's doing now with all the cameos and everything he's doing.
Is it six figures? We should ask. I mean,
for 4 years? Yeah.
Would he pay $100,000 for Trump to lose the election?
No, I'm saying that's what it's worth.
No. Well, right.
Yeah.
What I mean is, would he say, I'm going to give up $100,000?
I think he doesn't think of it that way because then that makes it hard to stomach that.
But I get his, I understand his hatred. If, by the way, Trump is not Hitler. If you're comparing him to that, or you're an idiot. But if you said, all right, well, if would you support Hitler for $500,000? You wouldn't.
Of course not.
Yeah, so he probably feels very similarly to that.
But he'll still get, even if Trump loses, he still has at least 6 months of Trump bashing.
Does he? Because George Bush has just disappeared. Maybe Trump is grand figure.
Because it probably won't be a smooth exit, so there'll probably still be things he can shit on him about.
Yes.
His fan base.
There are several people that we're close to that think Trump will refuse to leave office. That's not going to happen, guys.
I don't want JL to stop, though. If Trump wins, I know he said he will stop doing the Trump impression. He will stop profiting off of this horrible Hitler dictator. But
he said that? That he won't do it anymore?
I've added the Hitler dictator.
No, I got
but
that.
But yes, he said that, yes. But I also heard him say that before he hit this gold mine. You know, now that he's best friends with Richard Marx and he's, you know, just,
is Richard Marx really that? Who gives a shit?
I think it's impressive, yeah.
No, it's more impressive than you being friends with me.
Right, and I was sort of joking. I wasn't saying it's that impressive, but who would be the coolest celebrity to be friends with?
DiCaprio would be pretty good.
Justin Schlegel.
It's not that cool. I'm already friends with him.
What do you feel weird just hanging out with DiCaprio? Like, people be like, why is this guy here?
Who's he? Yeah. Oh, that's my friend Joe. It's all cool.
Like,
well, no, why?
How would that work? Would he pay for everything? Because if.
Dude, of course he would pay for everything.
But what if he wasn't? Listen, what if he just hang out and you're at some place where it's $100 a bottle and you're like, do I want to spend $800 just to hang out with Leo?
I couldn't do it. Well, I could spend
once, maybe. Yeah. You're not going to keep doing it.
Yeah. So you look at it this way. If I won the lottery, hell, you know, back, you know, 10 years back, maybe it was 15 years back, I used to pay for everything when we went out with
everybody. I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, because everybody was broke.
Yeah.
Except for me. I was the only one that
Right. We're all friends with Joe because he's going to take us to that Italian place in Baltimore at 1 a.m. and feed us.
Actually, Mickey would usually pay for that. That's one thing you were talking about, Mickey, when he used to... I know I've told the story a million times, but he used to go on stage and the late show... I think the Friday late show started at midnight.
I think it was supposed to start at 11.
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, so it was 7, start... 9, and 11.
It right. was 7, 9, and 11? Okay, that yeah. makes more sense.
But it almost never started on time.
And then we'd be in there till, you know, 1:30 a.m. or something like that because yeah. Mickey wouldn't get off the stage.
Of course.
And I was like, and I would literally be in the audience going, dude, let's go to Sabatino's. You yeah. have to get off the stage.
Goes back there giving him the light.
I was. Oh, no, I've given him
He's
the light.
He's flashing on the menu.
I was saying, dude, Sabatino's. We got to go to Sabatino's. And, of course, because he ran so late and because usually if he worked the club, he made a bunch of money that night, yeah. he would pay for Sabatino's for me.
Yeah. But when it was just you, it'd be like you, me, Jessica Paquin, whoever else was on the show, who wasn't even, you wouldn't have to be friends with them. You would just invite them out. We'd all go
I definitely
out.
Got a meal from Mickey before.
Yeah, no, Mickey, we used to hook up. But, yeah, no, look. I'm not a socialist, but if I have money and you don't, I will share the wealth for sure.
Well, JL, we'll miss you on Patreon. I guess now we can shit on JL on our Patreon. It's,
you know. Shit on the show. He's probably not listening on here either.
And hey, anybody who wants to promote something, who wants to be the sponsor of the Gramps stories, bring it on.
Yeah, does Gramps, does he have, like, who would he like? Maybe he cares about who represents... You know, his brand. He doesn't want just anybody being the sponsor.
He doesn't care.
He does, but that person can't advertise on the show.
Oh, yeah, Mac Bergson.
Oh, yeah, no, he would love for Mac Bergson to be the sponsor.
Why would he not be able to advertise?
It's well, not, we shouldn't discuss it yeah. if he can't,
oh,
right?
Gotcha.
I mean, his name's out there.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Gramps sponsor the Mac list?
There you go. 500th episode, baby. That's how we do it. So... Will we make it to 1,000? Go around the room. Yes, no.
1,000?
Yeah.
God, I'll be in my 60s. Right?
Yeah.
No, no, I won't. No, I won't. It's, oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
No, we won't make it.
I say no, Robbie.
No.
All right, on that note, thank
See you
guys.
Next year.
Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.